But first, to the biggest winner, and right about now in the world of sports, that title could easily go to the city of Boston. Football's New England Patriots pounded the Buffalo Bills last night to stay undefeated at 10-0. In basketball, the Celtics have the best record right now in the NBA, though they did just lose their first game yesterday. And the Red Sox Nation is, of course, still giddy about their World Series win last month. We're joined now by Peter Colton. He runs The Fours. It's a sports bar and restaurant. It's one of the oldest in Boston. Welcome to the program, Mr. Colton, and tell us, what is it like to be running a sports bar in Boston right about now?
Well, the city's really kind of gone over the top for all the sports teams. They're all doing so well that people are just having fun cheering for all the teams and going out and watching them, and it's been a lot of fun so far.
What's it like a night in your bar when there is one of these big wins? What are people doing? How excited are they getting?
People are really excited. It's a whole new electricity with the Celtics, especially. I'll touch on them. It's a whole new customer almost. It brings the old customer back for years that were here in the glory days of Celtics back in the 80s when Bird and those guys were playing. And a lot of them are starting to come back. They had given up, I think. Then we got the whole new sports fan that's coming in. It's no longer a giveaway ticket at night. Their tickets are hard to get, and they're not giving the tickets away because they don't want them or they can't use them. It's a coveted thing now, and people are just excited coming in. They're coming in earlier to our restaurant, and they're staying later, so it's been good.
Do the orders change at all, food and drink, when the teams are down in Boston as opposed to now when they're doing so well?
Well, the numbers change, definitely. It has an effect. We're directly affected by that, but they pretty much order a lot of the same stuff. But, the numbers definitely change for the better.
Now, not all of these teams have been having a steady record. Are you finding that some of these victories are a bit more appreciated because you had some down years there for a while?
Definitely. People have really bitten the bullet with some of these teams. You know, we're located right across from the Boston Garden, and people have all come back to watch the Celtics. When they made those deals, really rekindled the interest they had. They had a veteran team with talented players, and people expect them to compete for the title this year, and it's been fun. It's been a long time.
It has been a long time, quite a bit of time. Any ideas as to why they're doing so well now?
Well, they have talent now, and they have experience, and the players have come as advertiser even better. They're all just playing well together. The egos have all been, I think, put aside, and if you watch them play, and, they're all just getting touches of the ball. They're all, the scoring's been balanced, so they're just fun to watch.
Speaking of star players there, I was looking at your menu today, and I noticed that all your sandwiches and your wraps are named after famous athletes like Larry Bird, Bobby Orr, and, of course, the Bambino. Are you going to update it at all after this star season?
It might be a good idea, huh? I mean, we've been doing that for a long time. We've always named our sandwiches after some of the noted sports players in Boston. Probably a good idea. We could probably use a couple more now.
Now, of course, not everything is perfect in your world there. We've got the Boston Bruins, of course, your hockey team there. They're stuck in fourth place. What do you feel about them? Is there some way that you can get them out of that state? And does that damper at all the spirit there?
I would if I could. We've been waiting a long time for the Bruins to turn the corner. I think the organization is making changes. But, you know, Boston's an old hockey town. It's the original six town. And the Bruins have probably been right up there with the Red Sox as far as popularity. I mean, they've taken a hit now, definitely with the last 7-8 years where they just haven't been that competitive. But hopefully this year they move up a little bit and they get back in the winning ways. I mean, I think they look at the other teams that are doing so well, and they know that they're running behind them, and they have a little catching up to do.
That's Peter Colton of the Four Sports Bar in Boston, sounding more and more like the City of Champions. Thank you so much, sir.
Thank you very much.